This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The Play student body focuses on 10 college students debating what to do with a video discovered that has evidence of a sexual assault. The play is being staged at the Festival Playhouse of Kalamazoo College Thursday, February 21st through Sunday, February 24th. Recently, before a rehearsal, I spoke with the director, Bianca Washington, and two of the actors in the production of Student Body, Jared Pittman and Grace Irway.
So this is a play that deals with a lot of issues right now that are important on college campuses, I think it's fair to say, including sexual assault. Is this the sort of thing that you think is important for starting a dialogue?
Yes. I think that theater is about creating an atmosphere where we're in conversations, and especially even conversations that might be uncomfortable. But in order for us to grow and grow as a community, I think that these kind of conversations surrounding sexual assault on college campuses, that studies show and statistics show too, that there's large gaps of information that, you know, is recorded that could really help us to trying to not just solve the problem of sexual assault on campus and even in off-campus college events, but to be able to hold each other in some kind of accountability. So,
I think so as well. I think when students would come and see this show, they will leave the show asking questions and starting to think about ways where they can intervene. I know we've, as a cast, and have went through the Green Dot training, which was a great training that is offered to all of the students on campus. And I think after seeing the show and after seeing how some situations end up, people will most definitely go and seek that training to better equip themselves with tools to intervene with things such as sexual assault.
I think producing a play with material and dialogue such as ours that we chose, I think would be really, is going to be very, very monumental for our campus specifically. We have some really cool stuff going up in the lobby that's sort of display, but it's very interactive as well. And I think it will help to start a dialogue. I think that the material of this play is really important, and so far, the campus and the faculty and the staff have been super supportive in encouraging students and the staff who work here to go and attend the play. And I think that it will be really monumental in starting the dialogue at our college.
And that's one of the features of this play. It's been staged at some other places, is there is some audience interaction. The audience is not passive here, right? They kind of get involved in this play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they get involved in many different ways, and you know, I've been talking to our designers too as well in how to support that personal engagement with the show. And one little peek to that would be the lighting is not going to be your traditional theatrical lighting. It will be set up so that we can see each other in the audience and feel like we're one of the students that is coming into this situation. Mm-hmm. So that's just, you know, one way, with also the talkbacks that are going to happen after every single show, which encourages the community to have some time to debrief and have an opinion. So yeah, I'm very excited for that.
This play deals with some questions, of course, of sexual assault, of the moral obligation to step in. Because we're also talking about someone who has discovered a video, do we also maybe kind of wrestle with those questions of what gets recorded, what gets shown, what do we watch now in this day and age? And maybe not specifically in this play, but sort of in the back of our mind has to be what goes viral and what becomes public?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. I know in a generation nowadays, it is nothing but a split second for somebody to pull out their phone and record something or take a picture or something. So nothing nowadays is private. Nothing, anything can be shown and it can be seen very quickly. So I think in this play, students specifically will come and realize that they can be the character on the stage just as much as we are. you know, in real life, and that we need to be careful about the things that we post and the things that we record. And I think so. Yeah.
Privacy was one of the themes that we kind of talked about a lot in rehearsal. In essence, like how much of us participating in modern media is a revoking of our privacy and of other people's privacy? And even if you weren't the one who recorded the video, if you're the one who watched it, how much are you participating in that situation? And how has that changed in modern day as opposed to in the past? And how should we be aware of that?
There are some elements of this play which I'd say are not traditional for theater, as I understand it. One scene, basically. We don't get like a big scenery change. We don't get a lot of mm-hmm. those sort of things. What sort of a challenge is that as a director, as an actor, mm-hmm. that maybe there aren't the sort of natural pauses and breaks that you would kind of come to expect in theater?
Yeah, I mean, some of those pauses and breaks come with different characters entering and exiting, you know, the space, and we don't have that. Everyone gets out there and they stay out there. And so we all get to sit with each other in silence. We get to sit with each other in contemplation, in shock, in awe, in laughter, in questioning. And for me as a director, one of the most challenging things has been movement on stage. Because when you have a piece in which people are introducing themselves and there's new characters coming in and so forth and so on, and there's intermission and there's act one and act two, you can kind of, you know, set your audience up to just, you know, go with the flow of what's happening. But here, I've had to really think about movement and staging, and my actors have been masters at that. And I have been just so thankful for their creativity and their readiness to connect to their impulses and help me find that movement. Because as a director, you know, it's just great to continue to foster that, you know, within the space. And so that's been one, you know, really big challenge for me.
I would agree with Bianca on the movement, but she's done such an amazing job mm-hmm. of allowing us to go through like character analysis and develop the character to understand why we move the way we move on stage. So she's done an amazing job. Shout out to you, Bianca. This is my first main stage production play, and I honestly think it's a good thing that we're all on stage at one time, because as Bianca's been saying this whole process, it allows us to stay in the moment, and it allows the audience to see how much of an emotional roller coaster this production really is. And it allows us as actors to connect better, and it allows us to watch the emotional roller coaster together as a cast, and it's just truly amazing what's going on that stage and that one scene.
To piggyback off of what Jared said, I would say it's challenging in a different way. As from an acting standpoint, you don't really get much off stage time, so you really, really have to spend the on stage time being engaged and paying attention and listening to what the other characters are saying. But in a way that also makes it easier to motivate all of your actions, because you have all of the information given to you from what other people are doing, as long as you are fully encapsulated in the scene and in the story that you're attempting to tell. And it has been really awesome. Bianca's motivation has really helped us through everything, and her wise words have helped us.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The play Student Body is being staged at the Festival Playhouse of Kalamazoo College February 21st through the 24th. I sat down with the play's director, Bianca Washington, and two of the actors, Jared Pittman and Grace Irway, before a recent rehearsal at Kalamazoo College.
I'm wondering if that format also maybe adds some intensity for the audience.
Almost definitely.
Mm-hmm. That they're present with you the whole time.
Most definitely. I think the audience are really like be engaged with the situation. I know people are going to have their favorite characters or, you know, or have the characters that they don't like. And they're going to be on the edge of their seat and on their toes trying to figure out the situation just as much as we are on stage or trying to figure out the situation.
I think there's going to be a lot of recall, like just like a lot of sensory recall for people, you know, just circumstances that they've been in the past. I mean, you know, starting this playoff, things I was just remembering about being in certain, you know, positions and places and thinking back like, oh man, like, should I have said something there, you know, because, you know, when we're in certain environments, there are some boundaries and then some things are that we've been talking about the norm, you know, what's the norm, and kind of challenging that too as well. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I suppose it's also more realistic in that way, because if you are in this situation, you don't get to take a break from it
right. For
Act Two. You are constantly thinking about it, and probably, as you say, you come back to it at mm-hmm. various points in the future in your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's definitely an intimidating form of theater, but I think that's important. That's how we start the dialogue of what we want in our future and what is acceptable on college campuses.
Most definitely. As Bianca had mentioned earlier about the lighting in the room, in the theater. And I think just as much as we can't escape the situation on stage, the audience won't be able to escape the situation either, because it's a real life situation, and easily anybody in that audience could be on that stage in a situation like that. So I think so.
How much of this is aimed at solutions and things to make situations better, and how much of it is just simply that you want someone to walk out of there and spend a lot of time thinking about it and a lot of time contemplating what it means, and you know, what would you think if it were you, what would you think if it were a loved one, how much do you think this play is designed to be, I guess, thought-provoking?
Yeah, I think that definitely that last one. I don't think that there are any solutions mm-hmm. in this play. I think that there are a lot of some characters, you think they come to a solution mm-hmm. and they keep saying what they're going to do, you know, even both Jared and Grace's characters, they keep saying what they're going to do, but in the end, still no one does what they said they are going to do, which is real life. You know, we're like that all day. Like, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and, you know, I'm going to do this. And then you wake up the next morning like, oh, yeah, I didn't do that, you know. But I think that, you know, Frank Winters, the playwright, did a really great job of setting that up for us, you know. And how many conversations do we have like that where the next day or the week after we've still just been thinking about it and what we should have done? And so I think that it definitely leaves us questioning. But I hope it doesn't leave us blaming, you know, or pointing the finger. And I think that's one thing I've been stressing in rehearsals is you think one person's to blame, but really that's not the case, you know, and I think it challenges us how we look at each other and how we judge. And it's even challenging myself, you know, how we look at, you know, circumstances and people.
I would agree with that. And to piggyback off of that, I believe that the show will be thought provoking at the end of the day. I hope no one in the audience comes in and leaves feeling guilty of anything. Mm-hmm. But we do want a conversation to start, you know, and whether that's with parents with their children or students with students or students with professors, counselors, things like that. Just a conversation to start and to get people to really start thinking about what goes on college campuses and in the world, and how we can really like make college communities and communities in, as a whole much better to live in.
I believe that Frank Winters, the author of Student Body, did a really amazing job of making the lines in the piece thought-provoking as well. Like, what are you doing? What is your part that you're playing in this? If it was me, how would you feel knowing our relationship? And I think that the statistics about assault on college campuses are out there, and it takes a thought. It takes a reason to look them up. And I think that many people just don't have them. And that's the reason to go see theater. It's thought-provoking. It starts the conversation.
Grace Irway plays Liz at the Festival Playhouse of Kalamazoo College production of Student Body. The play is being staged at the Nelda K. Balch Playhouse Thursday, February 21st through Sunday, February 24th. We also heard from Jared Pittman, who plays Malcolm, and the play's director, Bianca Washington, a guest artist and visiting faculty member at K College. You can subscribe to WMUK's West Southwest podcast through Apple, iTunes, and Google. You can also find interviews at our website, WMUK.org, and through the WMUK app. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.